Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. How you doing out there, Bohemians, one and all? It is a fine morning today, a Tuesday here in Madrid for my international listeners. That's where we produce the show. It's 8:30 a.m. Central European time. And for a lucky few, it's an extra special morning because they are the Bohemians that join me in the audience. A big good morning to Eugene joining us all the way from Russia. Vero and Carmen, good morning, guys. If you want to be as charming and as sexy as those people, you can join them in the live audience at twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Or just go to Twitch and search Professional Bohemian. Alternatively, you can interact with the show on Instagram at Professional Bohemian. I place polls on there every day. Poll and un encuesta. Right, Natch? All right, dude. I'm on fire this morning.
Whoa. Thank you.
Kenny Velazo. If you are extra special, you want to check out all the news and points of view we share on the show, you can do that with links to everything as well as brief descriptions and the VODs, the video on demand. You can do that on my Patreon, which is Professional Bohemian as well. Professional Bohemian, es bohemio profesional, pero en inglés. Super easy. Eugene says, hi guys. Vero, good morning, beautiful Bohemians around the universe and beyond. Carmen, good morning, friends. Ready for the chilly winter again? It's cold out there, Natch. It's cold out there. I was freezing. I wore a gorro this morning. First time since winter. Maybe I'm just soft. Okay, puede ser también. I've become a little soft since I moved to Spain. Yeah, it's true. Vero, how did the meeting go? Very well, thank you, Vero. Good morning, Bohemians all, says the bridge. Oh, apparently there's a second one today. I am dressed smart again today. But don't be fooled. You know, I always dress the same way. Jeans and sneakers, if you're watching. What makes me look smart is the fact that I wear a blazer. It's like magic. Do you want any blazers, Natch?
No.
No? Okay, dude. Well, there you go. It's number one fashion tip from Rob. Yeah, I am the most appropriate person to be giving fashion advice, right? I think so. Just dress how you want and wear a blazer. You know, instant smart. That's my point of view. All right, anyway, let's get into the show, shall we? I thoroughly tortured the poor ProBusher elves this morning, and boy, did they prepare a good one for us today. Today we asked 100 humans to name a kind of junk food. Nombre un tipo de comida basura, I think you say in Spanish, right? The translation elf said comida chatarra, junk food. No, right? No. Okay. Comida basura. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out about Metallica's frontman. El cantante de Metallica, frontman, we would say in English. Metallica's frontman, James Hetfield, and his new tattoo. Ooh, it's a good one. And today's unpopular opinion, again on the subject of comida basura, of junk food, is junk food should be taxed like cigarettes. Oh, lordy. La comida chatarra, o la comida basura, mejor dicho, debería ser... gravada, would you say? Como los cigarros? Yes. Oh, dude. I'm on fire today, friends. See, this is why Tim Cook of Apple thinks I'm bilingual. But all that coming up in the second part of the show right now, friends. I'm here, you're here, the Natch is here. Let's look at some news, shall we? No AI news today, Natch. John, spelled J-O-N, on Instagram said, Rob... Sometimes you overdo it with the AI news. I like the psychological pieces of news, or the psychological papers. So I have a few of those for you today. Let's have a look. Okay, this is coming from CBC News, Canadian publication. Who likes loud cars? ¿Quién le gustan los coches ruidosos? Yeah. Who likes loud cars? An Ontario study suggests they skew young, male, and a high score on the psychopathy and sadism scale. ¿A quién le gustan los coches ruidosos? Un estudio de Ontario sugiere que son preferidos por jóvenes hombres y puntúan alto en psicopatía y sadismo. Basically, every person in Bradford. It's possible to have a loud car that's not fast. It's just loud because you maintain it poorly, right? But here we go. It's a genuine study. Let's look at it. A study from Western University, Ontario, conducted by psychology professor Julie Aitken-Schema, suggests a link between young men who prefer loud cars with modified mufflers and dark personality traits like sadism and psychopathy. Do you like? Do you ever like loud cars, Natch?
No.
That rings true. You know, because you're an angel. You're an angelic being. You know, along with our podcast downloaders and you. You drive silent cars, electric cars. No. Neither. No. Too expensive. Would you get an electric car, though, if they were more affordable?
Of course.
Yeah, well, we've got more on this later with regards to electric cars. Did I include this piece of news? Oh, I didn't. Mal. Oh, yeah, bueno. Yeah, we have. With regards to electric cars, because one of the problems with electric cars is not only finding charging stations, there's another element to it. But we'll get into that later. So, yeah, a link between dark personality traits and liking loud cars. The research involved 529 undergraduate students focusing on their car preferences and personality traits measured through the short, dark Tetrad personality assignment or assessment. While some expected narcissism to be the significant factor, the results indicated that sadism and psychopathy were more predictive of an affinity for louder cars. That's a bit odd and worrying to me, because you do occasionally in Madrid hear a car passing that sounds like a jet engine. Oh, do you have any of those in your barrio? We do, in mine. No, Natch? Oh. See, Natch only, he lives with other angelic beings. So let's continue. The study, which has faced criticism from car enthusiasts who argue it stereotypes them unfairly, underscores the broader issue of noise pollution and social implications, prompting calls for stricter enforcement of noise-related incidents. Yeah. Well, Natch, I know we all know you suffer from this with your noisy neighbours. I've got to admit, you know, I live in relative peace. The worst thing for me is because I live on a bajo, right? So I live basically at street level. My door faces directly to the street. Biggest problem I have is I have my windows open all day and you just hear people talking at the normal Spanish volume, which is about the same volume as a 747 Boeing jumbo jet. Yeah, Spanish people can be stood right next to each other and scream in each other's faces. I don't understand why that is, Natch. I don't know what genetic anomaly happened with you, Natch, but you are uniquely, like, just a quiet, normal dude. Not to say that Spaniards aren't normal. I love you guys. You know I do. Okay, anyway, let's continue. Let's see what people are saying in the chat. Not surprising, says Carmen. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have thought narcissism would have been the key factor here, you know? You care more about your own appearance and your own kind of sense of self-worth than the bienestar, than the good feeling or the ambience around you. I'd have thought narcissism, but no. Psychopathy and sadism. Jeez Louise. If you want a loud car, don't let them buy a pet. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, let's move on. What else do we have? Chatarra is used when defining a junkyard, says The Bridge. Thank you. Edward is with us, says good morning. At least you need to be unsensitive to drive one of those cars. The one thing leads to another. Could be like a downward spiral, right? I don't care about other people. But there you go. Yeah, apparently sadism and psychopathy are indicating factors of enjoying loud cars. I don't know. I would say it's a very small sample size as well, no? 529 people. And she was particularly conducted the study with young men, right? I think older people enjoy a loud car, especially in the States where old engines, big V8 engines are popular. I don't know if it's such an indicator all around the world, but there you have it. Anyway, let's move on to our second piece of news. While we're talking about electric cars, researchers develop a sodium battery capable of rapid charging in just a few seconds. Investigadores desarrollan una batería de sodio capaz de cargarse rápidamente en solo unos segundos. Researchers at KAIST, K-A-I-S-T, have developed a breakthrough hybrid sodium-ion battery that charges rapidly, offering a potent alternative to conventional lithium-ion batteries. Yeah, so here's the thing. You want an electric car. Not only is it difficult to find a charging station, I mean, a more prescient issue that's going to be the more popular electric cars get is the fact that they take so long to charge, right? Isn't it half an hour minimum charge time? Imagine you could do that in a few seconds, or the speed in which it takes you to fill your car full of petroleum. Now that, my friends, is a game changer. Let's continue with this news. This new battery, highlighted for its energy and power density, combines anode materials typical in batteries with cathodes suitable for supercapacitors, enabling both high storage capacity and fast charge discharge rates. This innovation, which promises applications ranging from electric vehicles to aerospace technologies, could significantly impact how energy storage systems are perceived and used. The key to its performance lies in its optimized synthesis of battery materials using metal organic frameworks, which enhances the kinetics of the anode and increases the capacity of the cathode. So basically, meaning the discharge rate, so it can just basically throw charge at the battery. It will accept everything with a, as you would say in technological terms, a wide bandwidth, right? So it takes less time to charge the battery, and it's also capable of storing more. Maybe a game changer in this ever more electric world we find ourselves living in. Does that would be a big turn off for me, eh, Natch, is the ability to charge the damn thing once I've bought it. I mean, I know some supermarkets here in Spain now have electric charging stations, right? So when you go in and do your shopping, you can leave the car charging. But still outside of that, I'm not aware of any other charging stations. Do you live near any charging stations, Natch?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't even know where to find one, I'll be honest. I mean, petrol stations, I know where they are, you know, they're fairly obvious. But charging stations tend to be a little bit more discreet. There was one, I remember clearly seeing one near where I used to work, near the Retiro Park, just by the arch there. Anyway, let's continue. Final piece of news for today. Alzheimer's risk associated with stressful life events during childhood and midlife, a study finds. Okay, this is this is an interesting article from, I think it was SciPost, an interesting publication with regards to psychology. Was it SciPost? Yes, it was SciPost.org. Se asocia el riesgo de Alzheimer's con eventos de vida estresantes durante la infancia y mediana edad, según un estudio. Do you have a stressful childhood, Natch?
No.
Okay. Natch is staying sharp the rest of his life. I am going to start losing my memory already, I think. I had a pretty tumultuous childhood. My kind of, since I reached the age of 30, a lot more calm. But yeah, I worry about this. A recent study published in the Annals of Neurology highlights the impact of stressful life events during childhood and midlife on the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. This study, part of the Alzheimer's and Families Project, involved detailed assessments of 2,743 cognitively impaired participants who are at increased risk of Alzheimer's due to familial history. Researchers found that not all stressful life events equally contribute to Alzheimer's risk. Specifically, stressors in childhood and midlife are more strongly associated with key indicators of the disease, such as brain inflammation and changes in Alzheimer's biomarkers like beta amyloid ratios. Childhood stress linked to increased inflammation and middle life stress connected to beta amyloid accumulation suggest these periods are critical in the development of Alzheimer's pathology. When they say midlife here, I wonder if it's midlife like us in our 40s, because I've managed to maintain relatively stress-free since the age of 40. Let's hope that I can continue full engines go for the rest of my life. But I've found, have you had any senior moments, Natch? Any moments where you think, oh God, I'm getting old? Yeah, I've had recently, twice in the last couple of months, I've typed a search term into a WhatsApp chat. Something I've wanted to search on the internet, I've typed it into WhatsApp and clicked send. Yeah. Yesterday, Tino managed to spill coffee in the studio twice. That for me is a senior moment too. How about you out there? Is that just me just getting older? Should I not be worried? Am I overly concerned? I'm trying to take care of my health, guys. Going to the gym, doing things. Let's see. Carmen here says, public demonstration of small penises. Sorry about that. I can't stand distasteful people. That's from Carmen with regards to the loud cars. Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, if you live on a farm, fair play, do what you want, you know, but if you live in a city, you know, why drive around with a car that sounds like that? Anyway. All right, friends. Well, that's the news for today. Let's move on to our unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, friends. It's unpopular opinion time. Time for today's brain fart. Today's pedo cerebral, pedo mental. It is junk food should be taxed like cigarettes. La comida basura debería ser grabada como los cigarros. Ooh, it's a tough one, right? Are we infringing on personal freedom here, or is this the exact encouragement people need in order to eat less junk food? How do you think people voted online, Natch?
True.
They did. Little or a lot?
A lot.
They did, sir. Yeah, well done. 81%. A lot of people voted today. 81%. Voted true. All right, well, as always, I thoroughly tortured those poor Proboshaw elves. A lot died today in the pursuit of our pros and cons, so let's read them now respectfully. La comida basura debería ser grabada como los cigarros. Junk food should be taxed like cigarettes. In the pro column, agreeing with today's statement, junk food contributes significantly to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other health issues. A tax could decrease consumption of unhealthy food, similar to how cigarette taxes have successfully reduced smoking rates, potentially leading to improved public health outcomes. Do you think this is a viable solution, Natch? Making junk food more expensive?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither, because at the end of the day, you go organic is like an investment of money that is not fuera del alcance. It's out of reach for most average people. Have you ever been to an organic supermarket, guys? It's like, I really can't afford to invest so much in eggs. I'm going to be honest. I really can't. Let's get into the next point. External costs. So like smoking, the consumption of junk food imposes costs on society, including increased healthcare expenses and lost productivity. Taxing junk food could help cover these external costs and relieve some of the burden on public health systems. Quite a lot of truth there, you know. A lot of the side effects of junk food, you know, extra cholesterol levels, things like that, contribute quite a lot to the public's ill health. Wasn't it that heart-related issues as they pertain to cholesterol intake is the number one factor or the number one killer in some states in the US. Maybe taxing junk food could some way mitigate that. Next point. Economic incentives have proven to be effective in changing behavior. Higher prices due to tax could discourage the purchase of unhealthy food options, encouraging consumers to make healthier choices. And final point here in the pro column. The revenue generated from junk food taxes could be used to fund public health programs such as nutrition, education, subsidies for healthier foods, or initiatives to increase physical activity among the population. It's a lot more of a nuanced subject than I think most people have an appreciation for. Quite often, junk food, I think, is eaten because of the low cost, the rapid nature of it. You know, a lot of us in this busy world we live in with economic strife don't have the time to prepare a meal, a healthy meal for ourselves. Sometimes it is going to the fast food restaurant or picking up some fast food in a supermarket just because you know you have the time to quickly prepare it, eat it, and then on with the next day's activities. Does that ring true to anyone out there? Next point. Let's go to the con column now. Reasons against taxing junk food like cigarettes. Taxes on junk food would disproportionately affect lower-income individuals who spend higher percentage of their income on food. This could exacerbate existing inequalities in society. I would bet... I mean, look, Natch, I don't know how often you hang out in Burger Kings. Me, quite a bit. Unsurprisingly. You don't see many picos in Burger King. Or McDonald's. I'm not saying it never happens. I'm just saying possibly not with a frequency. You know? Would you agree with that statement, Natch?
Yes.
I think taxing junk food would disproportionately affect poorer individuals, lower income families. Rather than taxing junk food, shouldn't we be talking about making healthy food cheaper? However, that would affect farmers delivery chains. I don't know. It's a complex issue. Next, implementing a tax on junk food can be seen as a paternalistic interference in personal choices. People might argue that what they choose to eat should be their own decision, not something controlled or discouraged by the government. It's true. Is this not an overreach by the government? Well, we didn't seem to complain with taxes on cigarettes. Should we complain about taxes on junk food? All right, finally. Oh, sorry, two more points left. Defining what constitutes junk food can be complex. Different foods can be unhealthy in excess, but might also offer nutritional benefits. Drawing clear lines for taxation could be arbitrary and contentious. Like, are you going to call pizza a junk food in Italy? Right? You know? It's a little bit more nuanced than I think most people realize. Okay, potential for ineffective outcomes. Just as some people continue to smoke despite high cigarette taxes, people may not necessarily stop eating junk food because of a tax. Instead, they might cut costs in other areas, potentially leading to unintended negative consequences. Poverty and crime can be correlated a lot closer than, well, whatever you might think. Whether you might think crime is an issue of immigration or crime is an issue of whatever. The most data indicates that you correlate more closely poverty and crime, right? Or increased poverty rates or ratios in society, increased crime rates. I would argue that taxing junk food and the fact that it disproportionately affects the poor may be a ticking time bomb for society. How do you feel about this one, Nacho? Where do you personally lay with this one? Should we be taxing junk food?
No.
No, yeah, no. I'm a no too. Eh? I'm a false too.
No, I think we have to, apart from educating the people, no, make it healthier.
Let's make healthy food cheaper, right?
Yes.
You know, let's figure out a way for most of the food we consume, or is prepackaged in supermarkets, let's figure out a way for that to be more affordable to your average person. Let's figure out a way to maybe give people that extra time that they're missing to lead healthier, more fulfilling lives. It's a complex one, guys, but Natch and I seem to be lone voices in this, given that 81% of the people who voted yesterday voted that yes, we should be taxing junk food. But that's Instagram's opinion, friends. What I want is yours. I want your opinion. So I'm going to post a poll in the chat, and we have a lot of amazing comments here from Eugene, Fors, Mr. Cruthando, Vero, Sam, and more. We'll read them and find out the results of the final poll after the break. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning instead of doing those things. You took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this, your Tuesday edition of the Probo Show. And boy, have we had an interesting discussion today. Natch, be honest with me. Today's unpopular opinion, did you start as a true and then become a false?
My first thought was true, yes. But
yeah,
then I thought about those, I don't know, those families that goes with the... Not a lot of money and spending their birthday with the kids. I don't know.
And the more you actually dig into the nuances of the pros and cons, the worse an idea it sounds, right? Anyway, let's get into it. What did we cover in the first half of the show? It's currently, by the way, 9 a.m. Central European time. We covered the fact that, according to an Ontario study by Professor Julie Aitken Shermer, young male psychopaths and sadists enjoy loud cars. I mean, a study that has been heavily criticized, possibly rightly so, but who knows? We looked at how researchers have developed a sodium battery capable of rapid charging in just seconds. A game changer for the electric vehicle industry, I think. And finally, how Alzheimer's risks have been associated with stressful life events during childhood. Fascinating stuff. Brain swelling seems to be the key to this. Let's all just chill out. Let's take a deep breath, guys. Remember to breathe. And then finally, we moved on to our unpopular opinion, which is junk food should be taxed like cigarettes. Overwhelmingly, people on Instagram said true here. 81% of people. But as with most of us, and most votes that are put under our noses, it seems quite black and white, okay? But really, when you dig into the nuance, you find dark corners there, some of which we've covered in the show. Let's see what people are saying here in the chat. Sam says, agree even more. So you pay in advance for the medical needs you will use. Eugene says, false. When someone eats junk food near me, it doesn't do any harm to my health. Wow. That's a great point, eh? You mean we tax cigarettes, not only so the person doesn't harm themselves, so they don't harm other people. It's a good point. Can we get a Probo approved for Force?
Probo approved.
Sorry, Eugene, it was Eugene. A great point, something I hadn't considered. Yeah, there are also other people affected when it comes to smoking. Overall, I would be all in. The only problem, this is from Fawz, I think is how to put a coherent border between what is and what is not junk food. People would start doing some stupid workarounds for their food not to be labelled as junk. Another amazing point. And also culturally speaking, how do you define what is junk food and what is not? Like a kebab. Is a kebab junk food? Well, perhaps, you know, if you're Lebanese or you're Turkish, no, it's not. It's part of your diet. Is pizza junk food? Well, perhaps if you're Italian, it's not. So it's a lot more complex than people might think, I think. Fast food and junk food is not the same, says Sam. I missed out the first part of her message. I agree, says Mr. Cruthando. Vero says false. There are many people who can't afford anything better than pizzas or hamburgers. They should not have to pay a higher tax. Yeah, and disproportionately, usually those people tend to be on the lower income side. Sam says, Vero, they should get help to afford good quality food, not just leave them eating unhealthy food, which also includes kids, just because they can't afford it. And fast food and junk food are not the same. Include kids if the family eating bad quality food, food, not that they eat the kids. She's saying she wrote the first thing badly. My bad. Let's continue. Or says, I totally agree, Vero. At the end of the day, it's like permitting a 120,000 euro Porsche with a little electrical engine passing through low emission areas. But it takes 20 litres and 100 kilometres a second, forbidding people with 20-year-old taking 8 litres. You guys are getting very technical here. Life is already... Okay, let's get to the point. Ur says, life is already difficult for poor people. Why do we have to make their life harder? Junk food restaurants are 5 Michelin stars for them. If they could afford other foods, I'm sure they would consume them. And afford, right? I'll editorialize a little bit here. Afford is a two-stroke argument here. I would say afford is a financial thing, okay? Quite evidently. You can either afford good, healthy, organic food with the money that you earn, or you cannot. And afford can be a time thing, you know? It's not like the 50s, guys. Most families now have 2 working parents. When do you have time to cook, clean your house, get the kids ready for school, drop them off at school, come back? You know, where's the time component here? Quite often, going to a fast food restaurant saves not only money, but time too. And I get it. We all should lead healthier lives, but I think we should show a little bit of compassion for those who possibly can't afford, neither in time nor in money, anything better. I'm not the one who decided that organic food was going to be so expensive. You know, or even just healthier food in general. Anyway, let's continue. Sam says, also, it's not true that they can only afford junk food. You can eat a full healthy meal for less than the cost of any Big Mac menu, maybe financially, but not in terms of time. Sam, I would argue, at least. The bridge here, it depends on how you define junk. Preservatives and added stuff should be taxed, definitely, like nicotine. Ur says, sorry, I would like to say life is already tough enough for poor people. I got it, Ur. Thank you. Mr. Cruthando, Rob, you changed my mind. I voted false. Ole! Natch, we're on fire, man. Sasha's joining us all the way from Australia. Welcome, Sasha. Junk food is more consumed among people with low income. That must change, says Carmen. So apart from... punishing them with junk food, at least don't charge them with more taxes. Charge people who sell junk food. Yeah, it's a great point. I have a feeling those increased taxes on the people who make the junk food would only roll over to the consumer, though, sadly. Mr. Cruthando, maybe if we want cheaper quality food, big companies should reduce their benefits. That's all. Farmers do not get so much money nowadays. Yeah, it is much more of a complex issue than we initially thought. I did get a lot of messages on Instagram. Nessa said, Rob for president. Nina, I get the health angle, but taxing junk food might hit low income folks the hardest. Raj says, I see from the front lines, and honestly, anything that might reduce health issues down the line is a plus. Lisa, totally on board with taxing junk food. If we make it pricier, maybe we'll cut down on waste and bad health choices. Yeah, okay. Let's get into the vote, shall we? So I made the statement that junk food should be taxed like cigarettes, and you guys said... It was a very, very close one today, Natch. A very, very close one. It's not often we fly in the face of our Instagram votes, but today... Our audience decided 57.14% false. This is a great example of you know, one of the big problems with populist politics. You know, sound bites, easy to agree with statements, never digging into the nuance, right? A lot like, I'm thinking here more like the Brexit vote and things like that, you know? You give people, you know, a few sound bites and things sound good. Let's tax junk food like cigarettes, yeah! But then you listen to a measured debate and you discover the nuances and who might be hit and who might be affected. You know, the complexities of the issue, the outside kind of externalities that are affected by doing things, and maybe, just maybe, as rational people, we may change our mind. Okay, it's true that time and money play a factor in this issue, and yes, disproportionately, a tax on junk food would affect poor people. Let's see, I have a big candy craving at the moment, says Sam. says Sasha. Sam says, not true. People just decide that eating properly is not as interesting as spending 2 hours in the gym or looking at your phone. I think you're being very unkind. I mean, I know a bunch of poor people. I know a bunch of people who struggle to find the time and the money to eat healthily. You know, it's a matter of priorities, she says. If one's health should be on top of anyone's priorities. Yeah, I agree. But tell that to someone who's struggling to pay the rent and their bills, Sam, at the same time. I mean, there are tons of families out there. There have never been as many food banks outside of wartime. You know, think about that. Sasha says, no tax on candy, damn it, says Sasha. To eat healthy is bread, tomato, and an apple. Well, bread is packed full of carbohydrates, no? Sorry, I'm being facetious now. All right, let's finish this topic, shall we? I think, yeah, this is more of an example than on healthy eating or anything. On an example of kind of populist politics. It's very easy to put out a divisive statement. And just with small sound bites, make it sound like it's in the benefit for all. Let's tax junk food like cigarettes. Yay! But then you kind of dig a little deeper and you understand there's a greater truth. I think maybe instead of taxing junk food, I think what we should be doing is making it easier and more affordable, less time-consuming to eat more healthily. You know, Natch lives in a two-person working household, right, Natch? Time must be a real issue for you guys. You know, getting the kids ready for school, going to pick up the kids from school. You're both working. You're both, like, working full-time jobs. You know, I would never... I would, like, even though I did today's unpopular opinion, I knew I was coming into it going to disagree, because I've seen firsthand single parents who are just struggling to make time for their healthy diet. I've seen the way how sophisticated fast food advertisements are, and that I've seen kids demanding, can we go to Burger King? Can we go to KFC? Can we go to McDonald's? I want a Happy Meal. Because of the sophistication of this. I think taxing junk food quite often is just, it's going to be a tax on the poor and tax on families, working families. And that's probably not an ideal. But I'll tell you what it is, my friends. It's just an opinion. You know what Grandpa Bo would say about my opinion, right? He'd say, Rob, opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink, including yours. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. That was a good one today, Natch. That was, we haven't done a juicy unpopular opinion like that in a while. I enjoyed that one. All right, so it was a long walk to work today, friends, across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans. And I asked them all a question. Today's question was to name a type or a kind. Name a kind of junk food. Name a kind of junk food. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. Woo! As always, we first turn our attention to the man, the myth, the oracle, Natch. Natch, you're going to kick us off today. What is, name a kind of junk food?
Burgers.
Burgers, says the Natch. Burgers. Burgers. Is a burger there? Yes, it is. Well done, Natch. Burgers is there. It's the 3rd most popular answer, with 15 of the 100 humans saying burgers. 3rd place. Well done, sir. A lot of people answered this one as well on Instagram. A few of them being Gabriela, Materio Scura, Rosa, Raz, Izzy, Gemma Resino, Pilar, that's all folks. KNDY, Nessa, Eric, B. Lopez, MC Villa, Pedro, Carmen. Well, no, a ton of you. Thank you. And a bunch of those guys said burgers. Well done. All right, let's see. Sam here. Oh, come on, Sam. What are you doing? I'm feeling triggered right now. Sam says frozen pizza. Really? You guys just trying to hurt me inside? Frozen pizza. You weren't the only person to say that. Rosa, aka Raz, she said frozen pizza too. Is pizza there? Yes, it is. Well done. Pizza is there. It's the 4th most popular answer, with 14 of 100 humans saying pizzas. Okay. Ooh, more to go. Let's see. Burgers not homemade. So, burgers that aren't homemade, Sam specifies. Okay. Miss Sasha Hayes says potato chips. Crisps, we call them in the UK. Patatas fritas aquí en España. Es patatas fritas de bolsa, no? Because patatas fritas is also French fries, right? Okay, so patatas fritas de bolsa. Is it there? Yes, it is, Sasha. Well done. Well done. Why? Because it's the number 1 answer. Oh, 31 of the 100 humans said chips or crisps. Well done, well done. Someone else in the chat. Yeah, Mr. Cruthando said crisps, nachos, and so on. So well done, guys. Well done, you got that one. A few people on Instagram said that. KNDY on Instagram says, controversial, but packaged salads. Woo! Seen one recently that was 1,100 calories. My God. Yeah. But without the delicious sauce, it's just, you know. It's gross. I can't kid myself. I don't like salad, man. Anyway, let's see. Gabriella says, my husband would kill me if he knew this, but fried chicken like KFC or Popeyes. He loves it. Yeah, me too, Gabriella. Is fried chicken there? It's not. It should be. It should be. The fattest I've ever been in my life is because I had a KFC addiction. Oh, the Colonel's original recipe. Is there anything better? Oh, jeez Louise. Anyway, let's get back to the audience. Frozen pizza. It was a brave, thought-provoking, unpopular opinion. Thank you, Bridge. Yeah, I enjoyed it today. Eugene says pasta. Is pasta there? No, it's not. Edward says, a hot dog, perrito caliente. Is a perrito caliente there? No, it's not. The Bridge also said frozen pizza. Guys, I'm feeling attacked right now. Miss Sasha Hayes says candy. candy, like dulces, right? Golosinas, candy. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. It's the second most popular answer. 21 of 100 humans. Guys, you've only 3 more to go. I will say this. One of these I have mentioned. I've said it out loud during the 100 humans. Uh-oh. Let's see. Hot dogs, candy, frozen pizzas. Any American restaurant, says Sam. Come on. chips, nachos, we did that one. Carbonated drinks. Oh, that's a good one. That is junk food. I think that's more of a junk drink, though. So, sadly, it's not there. It should be, but it's not there. Yeah, those are horrible. Yeah. What is this stream all about? Someone says, first time here. How are you doing? This is a radio show. Welcome, welcome. Sasha says, cake. Is cake there? There is a dessert there, but it's not cake. Sorry. All right. Frozen pizzas is an essential meal, says Sasha Hayes. Agreed. We have things like waffles, chocolate, Asian restaurants, Starbucks coffee, and muffins. None of those are there, guys. Sorry. Sam does, however, say ice cream. Is ice cream there? Yes, it is. Well done. Ice cream's there. Oh, although it hurts me to my soul. It is there. All right, you've got 2 more left, one of which is something you might dip in milk if you lived in the US. And another you might dip in ketchup. It's probably the best side dish, the most common side dish of any meal. Woo! Those are some powerful clues there. Let's see what people, while our friends are answering. Let's see what people were saying. We have tacos in the on Instagram from Materia Oscura. God, I love tacos. They seem so healthy, no? A little taco. But then you eat 12 of them. Subway sandwiches, says Izzy. Burgers, pizzas, tacos, kebabs. Oh, God, that's from Gemma. Gemma, that sounds like a Saturday night out for me. donuts from Nessa Vanessa. Wow. Okay, there is... does anyone else in the chat? Chocolate is not a junk food, says The Bridge. She's very angry about that. I don't agree with what I say. I just answer what I think the 100 humans says. Those 100 humans must be crazy, says Carmen. Taking out ice cream? Come on. What are you doing, friends? All right. Let's work with a Natch here. Natch, the most common side dish, what is it, do you think?
French fries.
French fries, Natch. Well done. Well done. It's there. It is the 5th most popular answer. And finally, if you lived in the States, you would be dipping these in milk. Sometimes they come with chocolate inside them. Sometimes not. You know? Yeah, for everything from... you have several brands in Spain. Some chocolate chipped, some not. What am I talking about, Natch?
Cookies?
Cookies, well done! 6 of 100 humans said cookies. Really, galletas, biscuits of any kind. Oh, whenever anyone came to my gran's house, she had a biscuit tin full of delicious biscuits. Oh! Anyway, galletas príncipe, those are my favourite here in Spain. Those guys are addictive. Oh. All right, let's go through the list. I asked 100 humans to name a junk food in position number...
7.
We had ice cream in position number...
6.
We had cookies in position number...
5.
Fries, patatas fritas in position number...
4.
Pizza. Pizza, come on, guys. If you live in Italy, it's not junk food. In position number...
3.
Hamburguesas, hamburgers in position number...
2.
Dulces, golosinas, candies. 21 of 100 humans said that. And finally, in position number...
1.
Was potato chips... Patatas fritas de bolsa. Let's go to 100 humans.
Complete the news.
Oh, complete the news. Thank you, thank you. Natch, that was another senior moment brought to you by Probo. All right, here we go. You know how this works. I'm going to give you a news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. You guys, with the three options I give you, will complete the news. Metallica's James Hetfield uses blank in tattoo. James Hetfield and Metallica usa blank en tatuaje. Is it A, Taylor Swift lyrics as inspiration? Letras de Taylor Swift como inspiración. Is it B, Lemmy Kilmister's ashes? If you don't know Lemmy, he was the lead singer of the band Motorhead, who died a few years ago. So Lemmy's ashes, Lemmy from Motorhead's ashes. Or is it C, hair, his daughter's hair? La, how would you say that in Spanish? El cabello de su hija? El pelo de su hija? A, B, or C? At least Nacho is focused as ours. Yeah, man. We rely on the Natch. Rob focus as the bridge. Come on. Yeah, it's because we're butting up against the end of the show. What do you think, Natch? What did James Hetfield use in his tattoo? Was it Taylor Swift lyrics as inspiration? Was it Lemmy from Motorhead's ashes? Or was it his daughter's hair? What do you think?
C.
You think C is daughter's hair? The chat seemed to be more on board with B, Lemmy from Motorhead. You know Lemmy from Motorhead? Was he famous in Spain?
Well, I didn't know him.
You know the band though, right?
Yes.
The Ace of Spades. Yeah, well, he died recently. A big rock and roller. Well, recently. I think it was a couple of years ago, actually. All right. So, in a tattoo, James Hetfield used... The chat wins on this one. It was B, Lemmy's ashes. Yeah, can you believe it? Yeah. It was a Motorhead tattoo, in fact. James Hetfield, frontman of Metallica, has honoured the late Lenny Kilmister's of Motorhead by incorporating Lemmy's ashes into a new tattoo. This gesture reflects Hetfield's deep respect and admiration for Lemmy, who was a significant influencer in the rock and heavy metal community. There you go. Well done, chat. You are currently one in front of the Natch, our oracle. I don't know how you do it. Guys, so many things you could have been doing today. Thank you so much for making this show part of them. It means the world. We, Natch and I, will be back tomorrow morning for more Probo Show Madness. And we'll also be back this afternoon for the Lunchtime Show. Guys, thank you for sharing this morning with us. And we'll see you tomorrow.